Wacken 2025 hier in der EMP Backstage Club Area. Und bei uns ist Mr. Diggy Diggy Hole, Francesco von Windrose.
Let's do it.
You just played. How was your show?
I mean, to be on main stage, you know, it's like a dream. Because we started from a small town in Tuscany. You know where Pisa is? You know, it's the Leaning Tower. You know the tower like this? So we started in Tuscany in a small town, in a small, very small room, like half of this stage. And we were dreaming, you know, about become someone and bring our music all over the world. So actually, I mean, this is the best place. I mean, in one of the most famous festivals in Europe and all over the world for metal music. So playing on main stage for us is like, I still not believe it, guys. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, when I see the band pictures, this whole image, it doesn't look like Italian guys. It looks more like a Scandinavian band. So where come this? Where does this whole image come from? This Viking
maybe
or warrior
stuff? More Italian like this, no? No. Let's say that we have a big passion for fantasy stuff and fantasy books as well and games. Especially me, I always played MMORPGs. So I started to play MMOs in 2001 when I was 12. Dark Age of Camelot. I don't know if someone knows what is Dark Age of Camelot. Yeah. Midgard. Yeah. I mean, and I mean, it's crazy that some games bring you so much into their lore that you start to be affected also in your taste, also in your normal life, no? Because there you are playing like a character, so you are actually not yourself. But online with another character, you can be whatever you want. So it was crazy to develop this passion, and from that I started to discover also metal music, because I don't have brothers, I don't have my parents were not where I grew up with my grandparents, so they were not into metal music, you know. And I started to discover metal music by myself, and plus this passion for fantasy brought me to make the first power metal band, no, of my career. That was Windrose at the beginning. And then we shifted to dwarves because I like dwarves, and they are a very cool race, you know, in fantasy world. And I want to be happy and proud of what I do. So I put in my music what I like, no? Is it correct?
And obviously it works, right? People dig it.
Yeah.
And talking about Diggy Diggy Hole, I mean, it's by far your biggest hit, like over 60 million streams, I guess. But I mean, on the one hand side, I guess you're very proud. On the other hand side, is it like a curse that you got reduced to that sometimes?
I mean, we never get used to the crowd's reaction. When we have a big reaction from the crowd, you know, like today, it was raining as fuck sometimes, I mean, and on my mind it was, you know, the whole heaven was coming down to us, no? I mean, so I was like, these people is really loyal to us to be in front of the stage with this weather. So thank you very much. We it's good to make a job that you are always surprised of what the job brings to you, no? And for me, the people that is attending to our shows is always surprising me. I'm very proud of you guys. Thank you very much. What can I say? Thanks to you that I'm here talking to you. It's not that I'm special or I'm a genius, you know. I'm just a normal person with a big dream, and I put all my heart in this dream, and you guys made your part, and we are here at Wacken all together, so let's enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, Tolkien and the fantasy world is often pretty dark, but yeah, you guys got a great sense of humor as well. Where does that come from?
I mean, I think that if you go to a festival, you want to have fun, no? Obviously, like you can recognize in the last song that we played, that is Tolkien, that it's something with the mask of fantasy music, but it's actually what I lived in the worst period of my life, let's say, no? So I used to put in my lyrics always what I live in the ordinary life with a mask of epic music. So beside this, I think that it's even good to make funny songs where we can drink beer all together, where we can have fun, dance, and mosh pit, you know, because you are in a festival, you want to have fun, you want to, it's your free time, you want to enjoy.
And last year you were on tour with Powerwolf and Hammerfall. How was that? What a great package, wasn't it?
Crazy. It was crazy. I mean, every day in front of 15 people, 15,000 people, not 15.
Difference.
So 15,000 people every night, it was crazy, crazy. We never experienced something like this in the, let's say, not in a festival. It was like playing festivals every day. The only thing that I'm sorry is that we played just 35 minutes, you know, I mean, we didn't play much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Hammerfall is the history of metal music. Powerwolf is the new star. I mean, the star now. So they are the past of metal music, the present of metal music. I just hope that we are the future of metal music. That's the only thing that I hope for myself.
And now you will go on tour with Angus Mac 6.
Yeah, Angus Mac 6 and Ordenogen.
Yeah.
So.
But you're headlining. You got more time to play.
I mean, we are friends with them. And Seb is a very good guy. And we were planning to do this tour in 2022 as well, when they were headlining Ordenogen, because they were bigger in Germany. Now I guess that we are, I'm sorry, I mean, I say it, but I want to, with humble, no? I mean, I don't want to be arrogant.
Yeah.
But we grew up a little bit, so we are headlining, and they are the special guest. I mean, you know, like this.
Yeah.
It's okay, but we are friends, and we are really happy to be there with them on tour this October. I saw that the sales in Germany are going very, very good, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I like Germany. I mean, I wish that Italy, my country, I'm Italian, and I wish my country was like Germany, because to the German bands, you have so much affection. You go to see them, even if they are no one, you go to see them, you support, you buy a t-shirt, you buy something, just to make them do their way, you know, just to make them do a career, to give them a chance. In Italy, it's not like this. In Italy, everyone talk back to the other bands. So that's why we never had so much hype in Italy. Now we became famous outside, and we come back home, and everyone is like, ah, Windrose, the pride of Italy, ah. But yeah, but where you were 15 years ago when I started, no? I mean, fuck you, no? It's correct, no? I mean, and the first gig that we actually did was in 2009 in Germany. First gig in a little festival with 100 people in Treutlingen. I don't know if you know where it is. It's like a small village, small in the Bavaria, I guess, or stuff like this. I don't know, guys, I'm sorry.
So Germany is almost like your home.
Yeah, I mean, we started from Germany, and we do a lot of gigs in Germany, and it was crazy.
So we're looking forward to this tour. Seid wir alle da, oder? Bei der nächsten Tour von Windrose. Vielen Dank, Francesco von Windrose.
Thank you, guys.
So, falls ihr jetzt ein paar Fotos machen wollt, dann benehmt euch. Ich gucke jetzt keinen an, ne?
And for the ones that are not making it to the, in this moment, we have at 8:45 the signing session with the whole band. So if you are not making it, because now I need to go to another interview, then we make the signing session. I'm in rush. But if you're not making now to get the signature or a photo, we make it at the signing session with the whole band, okay?
Okay. We have like 10 minutes or want to go directly?
No, 10 minutes.
Okay. Hello? Yeah.